pinch hitting for the chancellor, and it is the dean of the School of Nursing. It's Kim Roach. Kim, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for making time. And I know how busy your program is there. Every time I see anything about Ivy Tech, it's nursing this and life sciences and help this and everything. How long have you been over there as the dean of the School of Nursing?
So I am almost to complete my first year as dean in the School of Nursing as of August 1st of this year.
Well, let's celebrate a little early. We'll do it today, shall we? Congratulations. We know this is a big job. We know how important it is here locally to help staff and make jobs and everything else. What has been the most exciting part of almost year number one?
The most exciting part has been to see our program grow. Over the last year, we have increased our enrollment in our associate degree nursing program, and I've been very proud of the students and the student outcomes, as well as very proud to lead my team of faculty and staff in a very successful year navigating the extra students that have been enrolled in our program. They've risen to the challenge, cared for students, made sure the students were successful, and it's just been a great year of growth in our program.
Well, that's great that you guys keep growing and growing and growing. Is that due to local demand? Is that due to just an aging population? What do you attribute all this wonderful growth to, besides the dean of the nursing school, obviously?
Sure. I think that the biggest navigation, so Ivy Tech prides itself on partnership with local workforce needs. And so one of the responses that our college as a system and then our local campus in Bloomington has made as a result of the workforce demands in healthcare and in nursing is looking at ways that we can grow nursing programs, how can we grow health sciences to really meet the nursing shortages that we see nationwide. But that is what our Ivy Tech is prides itself on, making students workforce ready and then responding to the workforce needs locally. That's the crux of the community college. And so that's been a big influence on our reason for growth, is to help to meet the demands of our community partners.
Can you grow fast enough? Does that mean hiring more faculty? Does that mean getting more classroom space? How do you manage all of these wonderful things? You haven't even been doing this for a year yet. How do you keep all those plates spinning at once?
It's definitely a big task, and I couldn't do it without the support of my team and the support of the leadership at Ivy Tech. But in regards to what does it take to grow the nursing program? Nursing faculty is a big part of that need. If we don't, we can have all the students, but if we don't have qualified faculty to teach those students, we can't help those students be successful in the nursing workforce. So we've added 3 full-time faculty to our team to help accommodate the growth. And then we have also increased our adjunct opportunities in nursing. So the adjunct faculty are very important to what we do in nursing, and so we're lucky to have a great community with wonderful community partners and lots of nurses in our community who want to give back and pour back into our students. And so we've seen an increase in support there as well, in partnership with a lot of our local healthcare systems. Many of our adjunct faculty work in our community and help grow our nursing students as well.
Pinch hitting for Chancellor Eric Coyne this afternoon is Kim Roach. She is the dean of the School of Nursing. And are you filled already for this coming fall? Is that the rumor on the street?
Yes, we are. Our nursing program, we just finished admitting for the fall term, and we filled our program. We have been able to fill our ASN program since we've increased admission, so we were successfully filled it last year, and we're on track to do it again. So our programs are full for the fall semester.
So, So that means the spring semester, if people are listening and saying, wow, I need to get in this program, can you apply for spring now? How does that work? So if somebody is thinking about jumping in and getting into this very high-demand field, when's the next opportunity at Ivy Tech?
Right. So we admit two times a year to our associate degree program. And then we have a bridge program that admits in the summer. So if you are interested in starting our Ivy Tech nursing program in the spring semester, we will be having an information session in November to talk with students about applying for the next admission cycle, which will be in October.
So mark that on your calendars, and I bet we'll have Kim Roach, the dean of the nursing school, back with us right before all that happens so we can make sure everybody in the community can pass this message along to get people into that very prestigious program. And what is your placement rate, about 110% with everybody that goes through there?
Sure. Our employment rate, so once a student graduates from our nursing program, we have a employment placement percentage of around 99%.
That's it, 99%, huh? So that's about as close to a guaranteed deal as possible. If you complete the program, if you go through the practicals, if you do all of that great stuff, and that's very important. Now, for people... Kim, who can't, well, obviously the program is full. You just told me that. But the health sciences has another interesting program coming up. It's a 16-week clinical certified medical assisting. That's coming up this fall semester as well. That sounds interesting. That can't possibly hurt anything moving forward, correct? If that's something you want to get in the health sciences world.
Absolutely. That's the great thing about healthcare is that when we respond to our response to the shortage, it's not just nursing, it's a healthcare shortage. And Ivy Tech has a lot of great opportunities, not just nursing, but in the School of Health Sciences. It's kind of everything but nursing. And one of the pathways that they have to healthcare is a medical assisting program. So starting in the fall, the medical assisting program will offer a 16-week certified medical assisting certificate. So that is the CCMA certificate. The course details are they will meet Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5:15 to 9:15. So it is something that is flexible with kind of work-life balance. And they can take that class right here at Ivy Tech. Some of the things the students will learn to be a medical assisting is that they can learn to take vital signs, give injections or medications in an office, draw blood, perform different types of testing, and really be an asset to those providers in our physicians' offices throughout our community. The other thing that's great about this particular program is that it is a pathway into additional certifications within the medical assisting profession. And so it would be a pathway if they wanted to further their training at Ivy Tech with a certified medical assistant certificate that they could complete after completing this 16-week course and receive the highest medical assisting credential that's offered.
Now, can you go to the nursing program after that? Does that help? Is it necessary? How does that work if someone's hearing is getting a little confused? I'm not, but I could see why.
Yes. So this is a pathway into healthcare, but it is different than nursing. Right now, we are looking at different ways to partner with the medical assisting program to determine how to help these students who are interested in eventually becoming a nurse. How do we best support them to get there? So we don't necessarily have a direct pathway at this time from medical assisting to nursing, but we understand that this is something that is desirable And so we're just working within our programs to determine how to get there. Within the nursing program at some campuses, we don't offer this at Bloomington at this time, but at some campuses, you can take a medical assisting to registered nurse program. But that's not something we're offering locally at this time. We're just strategizing how to best meet that need in the future for our campus to figure out if that works.
It makes sense. So it's not a prerequisite. You don't have to do this first or anything else. It is just different. So it's a way, it's a pathway in at a different level to healthcare. So for those folks that maybe can't wait, don't want to wait, just want to get in, well, it's a great opportunity to try it. Kim Roach is our guest this afternoon. She is the dean at the nursing school. Oh, well, she is the dean of the School of Nursing at Ivy Tech. Easy for me to say. And that's an exciting time. So the nursing program, we've talked about how it's full, the demand is high, the demand locally for more nurses is high. Is the program practical? Is it classroom? What is the percentage of hands-on and books and everything else for prospective students thinking about getting into that next spring?
Yes. So our program is a face-to-face program. So that means that students attend class in person, and they attend their labs in person, and they attend their clinicals in person. So we are 100% what we call Ivy Tech face-to-face. So students have to come to class in person to learn about nursing. A student typically would be in class around 3 days per week. So students are still able to work as well as go to school during the time that they are enrolled in our program. We do only offer daytime classes at this point. So our program is a face-to-face class that meets during the day. So we meet anywhere starting as early as 7 a.m. and going as late as 5:30 or 6. So kind of a typical working hour for a healthcare professional. That is a little bit about how our program meets. As far as like tuition and books and things along those lines, we do have we align with the Ivy Plus tuition model. And so that means that we have textbooks that are with the fees of the class, and most of those are offered in an electronic format. So students can take their textbooks with them, and they typically travel with them throughout the program.
Well, that's a very busy, busy program. The Dean of Nursing at Ivy Tech is Kim Roach. She joins us this afternoon, and I don't want to get on Chancellor Coyne's bad side here. So let's remind everybody, fall classes begin when at Ivy Tech? Well, we know it's next month, and this time we're on a Monday. Which day of the month do we get started?
Yeah, we're looking forward to the fall semester, and the first day of class is August 21st.
Monday.
Yep, and if students still need to register for classes, then there's fall registration that's still open. So feel free to reach out and get enrolled for our fall terms.
Fall classes, again, underway. Don't be a procrastinator. I know some of you out there will procrastinate, but go ahead and get that taken care of. And Kim, if you're not sure what you want to take or what classes you want to get into, or you want more information about either life sciences or health sciences or whatever it's going to be, you have folks, you have career coaches, you have academic advisors, you have all of that. Come by and say hi, right?
Yep, we do. We'd love to have you here. There's lots of outreach opportunities at Ivy Tech Community College. One of the great things that we can do is our admission team runs Tuesdays at the Tech that you can join every Tuesday, and that's a great way to tour our campus, connect with our admissions counselor, talk about classes, and kind of explore any programs that you are interested in. They will connect you with myself in nursing or health sciences or any of the manufacturing programs, IT, anything that you're interested in, they can do a one-on-one to get you more information.
Yeah, you can pick up the phone and call 330-6301. You can go to ivytech.edu/Bloomington and see all of the great opportunities, and it doesn't matter. You can even Zoom over if you'd like for a meeting that way or take a virtual tour. There's many ways to get involved, and Ivy Tech does an unbelievable job of eliminating all of the headaches and barriers and everything else. That's what makes it great. And Ivy Tech is big in the life sciences community, as each month you join with the Red Cross and are doing blood drives. The blood drives for July have finished up, but we have more, and it'll be the first week of school.
Yes, we have. That's correct. The first week of school, we'll be having a blood drive for students to participate in, or faculty to participate in if they'd like to.
Absolutely. And blood banks and food banks, two things that are never full as well, they never stay full. How about that? So that's a great way you can get involved and help as well. So a very exciting time. Now, the mathematician in me, which it's terrible, by the way, you it's a month from tomorrow. What do you need to do in your crew to get ready for that full nursing program? You've got a month before the doors open. What's next on your list? You get to have a little bit of fun in summertime. You get a little bit of a break before you open your doors to that full program?
Yes, a little bit of our faculty have a little bit of a break, so I'm hoping that on their agenda is some rest and relaxation and revival to get ready for the new year. But once we start doing prep week, it's planning classes, grading tests, getting our buildings ready to welcome the new group. So,
well, that sounds like work.
It is, but it's important work.
It is. You're absolutely right. And it sounds like you've got a great team around you as well. New chancellor in the building. Exciting times. August 21st, Monday. The doors will open for the fall 16 weeks. And if you need more information, Kim, where's the best place to get it? Go online, right?
The best place is to go online at ivytech.edu. Or you can reach out by email at bl-info@ivytech.edu, and they'll connect you with whatever you need.
Well, congratulations on almost your first year in charge of the nursing school. Fantastic. Congratulations, and keep up the great work. And I know we'll talk again down the road.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Have a great school year, and we'll probably get back with you in October before that registration opens up for the spring semester. So you have a great rest of your summer, and best of luck next month.
Okay, thank you.
That is Kim Roach. She is the dean of the School of Nursing for Ivy Tech, and she pinch hits for Chancellor Coyne this afternoon.